Imagine this. Right now, as you're watching this video, there is a working exploit, publicly available, downloadable by anyone on the internet, that gives a complete stranger full root access to your Linux system. No password, no special skills, no timing tricks, no crashing your machine, just a single command, and they own everything. The file, system, the logs, every process, running, every secret stored in memory, all of it. And here is the part that should genuinely make the back of your neck feel cold. As of this moment, for the most dangerous version of this exploit that just dropped today, there is no patch. Not a delayed patch. Not a patch coming next Tuesday. No patch at all. You cannot update your way out of this. Not yet. This is not a hypothetical drill. This is not a theoretical CVE buried in a security bulletin that nobody reads. This is real. It is live. And it is actively being discussed by the most serious security researchers in the world right now as one of the most significant Linux privilege escalation events in nearly a decade. And to understand how we got here, and why, today specifically feels different from every other security story you have heard before. We need to go back exactly 9 days, April 29th, 2026. A security firm called Theory, not a name most people outside of elite hacking circles would recognize, quietly drops a disclosure on the Linux security mailing list. They call it CopyFail. Tracked as CVE-2026-314031, it carries a CVSS severity, score of 7.8 out of 10, rated high. That score alone sounds bad, but the technical reality is worse than any number can capture, because CopyFail is not a typical vulnerability. Most kernel exploits are messy. They depend on race conditions, tiny windows of time where two processes do something simultaneously and the kernel gets confused. You have to attempt them dozens of times. They crash systems. They leave traces. They fail unpredictably. Dirty Cow, back in 2016, one of the most famous Linux exploits ever, required winning a race condition in the virtual memory subsystem. It crashed machines. It took multiple attempts. CopyFail does none of that. CopyFail is what researchers call a deterministic logic flaw. You run the script, it works. Every single time, no races, no retries, no crashes, no noise. And the script itself, this terrifying, system-owning, privilege-obliterating weapon, is 732 bytes of Python. 732 bytes. To put that in perspective, a typical tweet in the old 140-character era was around 140 bytes. The script that gives an attacker complete root access on virtually every major Linux distribution released since 2017 is about 5 tweets long. The affected systems read like a who's who of the Linux world. Ubuntu 24.04, Amazon Linux 2023, Red Hat, Enterprise Linux 10, SUSE 16. If you are running a server, a container, a CI, pipeline, a Kubernetes cluster, or really any Linux workload deployed after 2017, you need to keep listening. Because the vulnerability was introduced in a code commit from August 2017, a performance optimization in the kernel's cryptographic subsystem, and it has been sitting there, completely invisible, for nearly 9 years. Here's how it works, explained without burying you in jargon. The Linux kernel has something called the page cache. Think of the page cache as the kernel's photographic memory. It keeps copies of files in RAM so the system does not have to read the physical disk every time a program needs to access them. This is normal. This is efficient. This is how every modern operating system works. Now, certain special files on Linux are called setuid binaries. These are executables that, when run, temporarily gain elevated privileges to do their job. The classic example is the su command, the switch user command that lets you become another user, including root. These setuid binaries sit in the page cache, just like any other file. And here is where the flaw lives. The kernel's cryptographic subsystem, specifically a module called algif-iad, was updated in 2017 to process certain cryptographic operations directly in place, meaning it would modify data where it already was in memory rather than making a copy first. This optimization made crypto operations faster, but it introduced a logic error. Using completely standard system calls, socket operations, splice, send MSG, an unprivileged user can trick the kernel into performing an in-place cryptographic write operation directly onto a page cache page that belongs to a setuid binary. The kernel writes 4 bytes into memory at a location and with a value that the attacker controls. The attacker does this 48 times in a row, writing 192 bytes total. What those bytes spell out, carefully crafted, is a minimal root shell program, silently overwritten into the in-memory copy of a system binary. The on-disk file is never touched. No file system writes, no logs, no alerts from most security tools. Then the attacker simply runs that binary and they have root. As Theory's own team put it, and this quote should live in your head, An unprivileged local user can write 4 controlled bytes into the page cache of any readable file on a Linux system and use that to gain root. That is the whole story. That is the entire exploit. 4 controlled bytes, repeated, and the machine is theirs. Now we need to talk about how this was found, because the how changes everything about what comes next for the security industry. Theory did not spend months manually auditing kernel code. They did not have a team of 20 engineers doing line-by-line review of the cryptographic subsystem. One researcher, Taeyang Li, had an insight about how the Linux crypto subsystem interacted with page cache-backed data. He took that single insight, wrote one operator prompt, and fed it into Theory's AI-powered vulnerability discovery system, which they call SyntCode. The prompt was simple and almost chillingly direct. This is the Linux crypto subsystem. Please examine all code paths reachable from user space syscalls. Note one key observation. Splice can deliver page cache references of read-only files, including set-to-id binaries to CryptoTX scatter lists. Then he let the AI run. About 1 hour later, the scan finished. Copy fail was the highest severity output. One human insight, one prompt, 1 hour. 9 years of hidden vulnerability found. The security community immediately understood the implications, and they were not just about copy fail itself. As one senior researcher put it, summarizing what everyone was thinking, the skill curve for using a serious vulnerability discovery tool is starting to look a lot more like the skill curve for reading its output. What that means is this. The bottleneck for finding dangerous kernel bugs used to be expertise. You needed to be one of the rarest humans on Earth, someone who could hold the entire mental model of the Linux kernel in their head and spot the one interaction nobody designed for. Now you need one smart insight and an AI tool. The bugs are not getting harder to find. They are getting dramatically easier. And the only question that matters is whether defenders get there first. CISA, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, added CopyFail to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog on May 1st, 2026. That catalog is CISA's way of saying this is not theoretical. This is real and active and happening right now. Federal agencies were given a mandatory remediation deadline, May 15th, 2026. 2 weeks to patch every Linux system across the entire United States federal government. Patches landed in Linux kernel versions 6.18.22, 6.19.12, and 7.0. Microsoft published an advisory through their Defender team noting that CopyFail impacts a significant portion of cloud Linux workloads and millions of Kubernetes clusters. Palo Alto Network's Unit 42 team issued their own alert. The world's largest security organizations were all pointing at the same thing at the same time. And then, just as the dust was beginning to settle, just as administrators were racing to apply patches and block the algif ed module as a temporary mitigation, Hyunwoo Kim dropped Dirty Frag today, May 8th, 2026, hours ago. Kim is a Korean security researcher who goes by the handle V4Bell. He had been quietly working on something that CopyFail inspired him to investigate further. He reported it to Linux kernel maintainers on April 30th, the day after CopyFail went public. The embargo was supposed to hold until May 12th, coordinated disclosure, the process where researchers and vendors agree to wait until patches are ready before going public, is how the security community tries to prevent exactly the nightmare scenario where an exploit is public but no fix exists. That process broke down completely. On May 7th, 2026, an unrelated third party independently found the same vulnerability and published the exploit. Without warning, without coordination, and without giving anyone time to prepare, the embargo was broken. And so Kim, having spent days coordinating with Linux distribution maintainers who were scrambling to contain the situation, had no choice. He published everything, the full write-up, the full technical details, and the working proof of concept exploit. Because as of that moment, the exploit was already public. Keeping the defense secret would only help attackers. Kim's statement on the security mailing list was stark and direct. Because the embargo has currently been broken, no patch or CVE exists. After consultation with the maintainers and at their request, I am publicly releasing this Dirty Frag document. No patch, no CVE number, a working exploit public on the internet for a vulnerability that affects Ubuntu, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, CentOS Stream, Alma Linux, Fedora, OpenSUSE, essentially every Linux distribution that matters in production today. Dirty Frag works on kernels all the way up to 7.0x. There is currently no update you can apply to fix it. Dirty Frag belongs to the same family as CopyFail, and as Dirty Pipe before it, the famous 2022 exploit. All three exploit the Linux page cache. But Dirty Frag is in some ways more dangerous than its predecessor for one critical reason. It bypasses the mitigation for CopyFail. The standard advice for administrators who could not immediately patch CopyFail was to blacklist the algif aed kernel module. block that module, and copy fail cannot trigger. It was a band-aid, but it was something. Dirty Frag renders that band-aid meaningless. Kim himself stated this explicitly, even on systems where the copy fail mitigation, the algif add blacklist, has already been applied, your Linux is still vulnerable to Dirty Frag. The mechanism is different. Instead of targeting the algif or add crypto interface, Dirty Frag chains two completely separate kernel flaws. The first is in the IPsec ESP subsystem, the part of the kernel that handles encrypted network packet processing. The second is in RxRPC, a transport protocol implementation. The XUFRAM ESP component has been vulnerable since January 2017. The RxRPC component has been vulnerable since June 2023. Together, they create the same devastating write primitive as copy fail, the ability to overwrite protected system files in memory, but through an entirely different path that the copy fail fix does not touch. Kim described what makes this particularly alarming from a technical standpoint, because it is a deterministic logic bug that does not depend on a timing window. No race condition is required, the kernel does not panic when the exploit fails, and the success rate is very high. Confirmed affected distributions tested by Kim include Ubuntu 24.04.4, RHEL 10.01, CentOS Stream 10, Alma Linux 10, Fedora 44, and OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. That covers kernels up to 7.0.0x. If you are running any of these systems, with any user on the machine who is not fully trusted, a container, a CI runner, a shared server, a cloud VM where application code runs, this is a live threat to you right now with no patch available. There is only one mitigation currently available. Kim included it in his disclosure. It is a command to disable the vulnerable kernel modules, ESP4, ESP6, and RxRPC. For most desktop machines and general purpose servers that do not rely on IPsec VPNs or RxRPC based services, running this mitigation has no practical impact on normal operation. Alma Linux pushed patched kernels to their testing repository within hours of the disclosure. An extraordinary response time that shows just how seriously the distribution community is taking this. But the upstream patch for the RxRPC component of Dirty Frag remains unmerged as of this recording. So where does this leave us? And what does all of this mean beyond just one scary week in May 2026? Let us step back for a moment and look at the bigger picture that these two exploits, copy fail and Dirty Frag, both dropped within 9 days of each other, are painting. The first thing to understand is that the Linux kernel's CVE rate has exploded. When the Linux kernel project became its own CVE numbering authority in February 2024, disclosure rates accelerated dramatically. The total in 2024 reached 3,529 kernel CVEs, a tenfold increase from prior years. In the first 16 days of 2025 alone, 134 new kernel CVEs were assigned. That is 8 to 9 per day. And the critical ones, the ones like copy fail and dirty frag, are now being found not in months of manual research, but in hours with AI assistance. The time between discovery and weaponization is collapsing. According to Mandiant's mTrends data, the average time for attackers to weaponize a known vulnerability is 15 days. The average enterprise takes 60 to 90 days to patch. That gap, that 45 to 75 day window where a fix exists, but most systems remain unprotected, is where ransomware lives. It is where nation-state attackers operate. And with AI accelerating discovery on both sides, that window may be all the time defenders ever get. The second thing to understand is what these exploits mean for cloud infrastructure specifically. Microsoft's advisory was careful to note that copy fail alone impacts millions of Kubernetes clusters. Container environments, the backbone of modern cloud deployment, are especially vulnerable because they rely on shared kernel architecture. When you run dozens of containers on a single host, all of them share the same Linux kernel underneath. If any one of those containers can escalate to root on that kernel, they can break out of the container boundary entirely, move laterally across the host, and access everything running on the same machine. This is the scenario that keeps cloud security engineers awake at night. The third thing, and this one is the hardest to sit with, is the disclosure problem that Dirty Frag has made brutally visible. Coordinated disclosure only works when everyone plays by the rules. Researchers find something, they notify vendors privately, vendors prepare patches, then everyone goes public together. That process assumes good faith from all parties and some level of secrecy in the window between discovery and disclosure. When a third party breaks an embargo, as happened on May 7th, the entire system collapses. Suddenly, the defenders do not have their patches ready, but the attackers have the exploit. And the only ethical choice left for the researcher who did everything right is to publish their own documentation immediately. Because keeping technical details secret in a world where the exploit is already circulating protects nobody except bad actors. This is the world Linux security now lives in. multiple critical privilege escalation bugs in the same subsystem, working public exploits, no patches for the newest and arguably most dangerous one, an AI-accelerated discovery pace that none of the existing institutional processes were designed to handle, and a coordinated disclosure framework that depends on secrecy and good faith in an environment where neither can be guaranteed. If you are a Linux administrator watching this right now, the immediate action is clear. Apply the copy fail patches, if you have not, kernel versions 6.18.22, 6.19.12, and 7.0 contain the fix. For dirty frag, until your distribution ships a patched kernel, apply the module blacklist mitigation. Run the command kim published, watch your distribution's security advisories. Alma Linux already has testing kernels available. Others are moving fast. And if you run shared infrastructure of any kind, multi-tenant servers, container build farms, CI runners, anything where code from more than one source executes on the same kernel, treat this situation with the same urgency you would treat a fire drill. Because right now, for anyone with local access to an unpatched system, root is exactly one command away. The broader lesson, the one that copy fail and dirty frag together are hammering home with almost uncomfortable clarity, is that the security of the foundation we have built everything on, billions of servers, the cloud infrastructure powering the modern internet, the Linux systems running everything from Android devices to government networks to the servers streaming this video to you right now, is maintained by a community of researchers, maintainers, and administrators who are increasingly outpaced by the tools available to find flaws. For 9 years, nobody found this. Then AI found it in an hour. The next one might take 30 minutes. The one after that might take 10. The question is not whether more bugs like this exist. They do. They are sitting in code that nobody has looked at the right way yet. The question is who finds them first and what they do with what they find. Stay patched. Stay watching. And share this with every Linux administrator, you know, because right now the clock is running.